Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
You might be looking forward to curling up in front of the fire this evening, but what are you burning? Alarming air quality issues in some of Ireland's towns and cities have led to claims that smoky coal bans are being openly flouted, prompting calls for nationwide legislation and even rules preventing fires being lit on certain nights of the week. Our reporter John Cook joins me now for more on this. John, what is the burning issue here?
Well, it's what you're burning, Mary, particularly on these cold winter nights we've been having in recent weeks, and what it's doing to our air quality. With it's the stuff of headlines in most of the newspapers, including The Times and The Examiner, reporting that Cork had the worst air quality in Europe on Monday night. The Examiner said cities may have to consider no-burn night alerts, quoting expert scientists from UCC. It would be the banning of lighting solid fuel fires after new data showing these deteriorating air quality issues in Cork City. And the Business Post has been reporting that local smoky coal bans are being flouted around the country as smoke fuel-related air pollution had spiked in multiple towns where bans are meant to be in place. The Environmental Protection Agency has called on the government to bring forward a national ban due to the inefficiency of these local or regional bans. Now, figures from the EPA show large increases in what they call fine particulate matter of air pollution when the weather turned cold through October and November in places like Ennis in County Clare, Letterkenny in County Donegal, Enniscorthy, parts of Dublin, including Ballyfermot, Golden Bridge and Merino. And Mary, just to explain it, according to the EU, average safe levels of this fine particulate matter would be 25 milligrams per metre. The World Health Organization has a more conservative or safer levels at 10 milligrams per metre. But in a town like Ennis in County Clare, the fine particulate matter levels in October and November climbed to 100 milligrams on 16 occasions, to 200 milligrams on 5 occasions, and on October 29th to 420 milligrams. So when I spoke to people on the streets of Ennis today, I asked them what they're burning in their fires. Many of them admitted it was smoky coal, even if they didn't want to tell me on my recordings. Some did talk to me about what's in their fire, though, and whether they're worried about the health implications of smoky coal.
I don't burn much coal, mainly turf and wood.
Do you know what kind of coal you're putting in the fire with those?
It's not smokeless anyway.
And had you heard about the smoky coal ban around Ennis and other towns in Ireland?
No, I had heard of it in Dublin, but not around the country. Well, we don't have any smog in the air. It looks perfectly clear at the moment, but you know, maybe in time it probably would deteriorate, but not right now.
Well, I have a stove and I'd need it for heat, to heat the house. I couldn't imagine not using it for one or two nights a week.
So if they say no burn nights to try and improve the air quality, you say, well, what, no heat?
No heat, yeah, exactly, yeah. Or else it's oil and that's just as bad.
Irish people never do what they're told to do, do you know?
Obeying
rules. We don't like rules.
I know. No.
So you mean a lot of people are flouting the rules and burning whatever they want in the fire?
They're getting it in from somewhere. I know they're not supposed to sell it, but somebody is.
Well, I found out you can buy it all around the town, but they're not supposed to sell it to people who live in the town. Is that a good idea?
Well, I think it's wrong. I mean, we're all aware now, aren't we, really? You know. People I know that say that there isn't the heat off of it.
Off the smokeless,
yeah.
So that's why they're buying the old stuff,
right,
or the cheaper stuff.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I don't know if it's cheaper, but stuff they're not supposed to be burning.
There's no heat and it's dead looking and everything, you know.
Does anyone come around checking what people are burning in their fires around here?
Never asked me anyway.
Dr. Maura Finn, well, as a GP practising in Ennis, do you see higher incidence of respiratory illness lately? I wonder, could it have anything to do with air quality or smoky coal?
Well, we know that two major causes of respiratory problems are air quality would be from smoky coal or solid fuel burning and traffic emissions as well. But definitely in this time of year, we always see a peak in the respiratory illnesses, be they head colds, upper respiratory illnesses, normal things that children get and adults get. Is it because of the burning of fuel or is it because of the viral load that you would experience this time of year? That's difficult to say for certain. But certainly in the last couple of weeks, we have seen an awful lot of respiratory infections and distress with some people. And the smoky coal ban in Dublin, was that in the the 90s, I think, they would have said that it has saved at least 8,000 premature deaths, you know. So it is about health as well as the environment. It's hard to say whether there's a major problem in the Ennis area, but we do know that asthma rates and respiratory illness in general are increasing in Ireland. And is that because of pollution? It's hard to say.
That's Dr. Maura Finn. But John, who is policing the smoky coal ban in towns like Ennis?
It's a matter for the local authorities across the country. So in this case, Clare County Council. But it's hard to work out whether it's actually being enforced effectively, Mary, because it seems to be a matter of obligation for the coal distributors themselves not to sell smoky coal in areas where it's banned, rather than any houses or your fireplace being checked, for instance. I visited three coal merchants in the town today. I found Colombian coal, Polish coal, smoky coal products on sale beside their smoky alternatives, because basically people from outside of the town or the banned area are allowed to come in and buy these smoky products for their fires. What's to stop people in the town from doing the same, you might ask? Well, it's down to whether the coal sellers ask for your ID and proof of address. One coal merchant told me asking for a driver's license and a household bill is only chasing customers away, and their customers are precious these days, as fewer homes are relying for fires on fires for their heat anyway. Some told me it's very hard to see how this can be policed effectively, as there's no one stopping coal merchants from any areas coming into town neighbourhoods at night and selling people the coal they want. And as you've been hearing many of the customers say, it's the smoky coal they want because there's better heat out of it. Now, the EPA says there is a maximum fine of €5,000 for breach of these regulations. You should report concerns to your local authority. I haven't been able to find out whether any inspections or prosecutions have been taken, because Clare County Council was not available for comment in time for this evening's report. Regarding the idea of the EPA's calls for a national smoky coal ban, the government had planned to introduce this ban on the sale of smoky coal, but the Business Post, as I mentioned earlier, has been reporting in recent weeks how this move has been blocked by legal threats from the industry, including three companies that are not based in the state. One of the coal merchants who agreed to speak to me for the radio is a man called Frankie Nealon. He called on the government to implement this ban, but first he gave me his views on smokeless coal.
So this is what you're allowed burn, say, that's in the town of Ennis and a lot of city areas now. Yeah. But people are saying, and I heard a customer say there, it's no good, it's not enough heat.
It's useless. It's absolutely useless. And there's four ingredients going to smokeless. And one of them is the coconut shell, which is supposed to reduce the heat of the coal. No, it does not need it to reduce the heat, because there's no heat in it anyway.
So you're not surprised that people are trying to buy the stuff and burn the stuff they shouldn't be burning under the smoky coal ban. The other one over here then, that they premium Polish coal. This is smoky coal. This is banned here.
As you can see, John, we have three bags of it. We deliver that in Lysacacia and Kilmaley. Nowhere else.
So you're delivering to the country areas outside of the town of Ennis?
First of all, we have to ask them for the driver's licence, and then we have to ask them for an ESB bill so that we know where they're living.
Is anyone policing the smoky coal ban around this town?
I'm not familiar whether they are or not, but they're supposed to be. And I suppose after this, there will be. You know, there'll always be a push, and coming up to Christmas is the wrong time. But the people that I worry about, John, is the customer. The lady in any part of the town that depends on a bag of coal and a bale of brick is a week. She can't burn smokeless. What do we give her? Will we leave her over Christmas without a fire?
Well, can't she burn that smokeless coal?
She can, but it's not good to her.
Right. Because it's not warm enough, is what
you're
saying.
They won't light it. They can't light it. They have to get turf or something else to try and light that smokeless coal.
And if we have a national smokeless coal ban, or no burn nights, as some of the scientists are saying, no fire at all, one or two nights a week, what do you think of that?
But those are people that have central heating. You know, they're not people that depend on a bag of coal that's saying that. The government, I totally go back to the government. They're the people that's in power to say, look, ban bituminous coal, we'd all agree with that. We'd have nothing to sell, only smokeless. And then the people that are producing smokeless would have to produce the proper product for the people that are burning it.
And that was Ennis coal merchant Frankie Nealon ending John Cook's report. The